Mike, how are you this morning?
Good, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Tell us about the Meridian Township Recreation Department. How many communities do you serve? How many children, kids, and adults do you work with? And how many programs do you have?
Well, 10 years ago, the Meridian Township Board decided to develop a new position, and they hired Luann Meisner, who is my director of Parks and Recreation, and myself. And at that time, parents were running youth sports within Hazlet and Okemos area. And we went to the parent organizations and just said, here, we're here for you. We'll do anything for you to help you out to develop youth sports. And so slowly they came around. And right now we are running both in Hazlet and Okemos, flag football, basketball, soccer, baseball, lacrosse. I have a program called Sporties for Shorties that I teach 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds. I do team field trips, special events, and then we also have a nature center that does programming for all ages, from 3-year-olds all the way up to senior citizens. So we're keeping busy right now, and it's we probably service probably 3,000 kids each year. We have over 600 coaches each year that volunteer for our program, so it's a good time.
The Red Cedar Recreation Program, otherwise known as RCRA, was Williamston's recreation arm, if you will. It was oversaw and funded somewhat from the Williamston School District. They decided to get out of the recreation business. Williamston, the city of, thought about taking up running RCRA, but lo and behold, Meridian Township has now taken over RCRA. Tell us about the project itself. When you were approached, you know, what was your thought?
Well, it's RCRA kind of approached the city of Williamson to say, hey, can you administer youth sports? And at that point, the city of Williamson is not set up to have a recreation coordinator or have the funds for it at this point. And with Governor Snyder's little speech there a couple weeks ago, that it's nice to have some collaborating agencies to work together in some services. And that's where the city of Williamston came to us, came to my boss, Luann, and just said, what can we do? And at this point, what it looks like, it's going to be we're going to try to administer the baseball program, the tackle football program, and the basketball program. And I'm pretty sure we'll probably absorb the flag football program, because a lot of the city of Williamston residents are participating in our flag football program, because we offer it on Sundays. And a lot of people, I think you guys used to do a Saturday program, and a lot of people like to go to MSU football games. So we do get a lot of Williamston's residents at that point for flag football. And I think that those three programs that we are going to help administer for Williamston will be a good collaboration between the two agencies.
And what's interesting about this, you want to help RCRA be its own entity. You're going to do the administration work for it. So some programs will be absorbed into your program. Some will go into other leagues like the Mason Pone League for baseball. So you've got an entity that retains its identity, but yet it's working in collaboration with you.
Yes. A lot of the model of around the agencies around the state is creating programs through people, parks, and creating community through people, parks, and programs. And our job is to get that community identity. And yes, we will be playing in other programs, especially in baseball and football. We'll be playing in other communities, but we want to create that community, and that's what I truly believe, that the recreation is an essential service that a government should provide for the community.
You know, it's kind of interesting to watch from the outside this unfold, this collaboration, if you will, because you're as well aware of budgets as anyone, since yours are probably going to be one that's cut, Mike. But do you get a sense that we're going to see more of this happening, and you may be the model for recreation departments around the area?
Well, the thing is, in Meridian Township, there is kind of three recreation departments. We have the Meridian Township Parks and Recreation, has a community education and Okemos community education. And all three departments collaborate with each other. All three departments work together on some same types of programs. We try not to duplicate any services, but we do work together on some programs. So this will be just another agency that's being working around Meridian Township.
All right, Mike, before we let you go, for people who want more information about the Meridian Township Recreation Department, how do they get that?
853-4612 or www.meridian.mi. We have a nice website that you can look things at.
All right, thanks so much, Mike. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir.